Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Inside Out Gaming, and I'm so sorry I haven't been updating you guys and giving you an episode in a while, but it's just been, the gaming side has just been dry for a while, you know, there's nothing really going on, except for today. I have a couple of topics, but I can't be really too long because I have something to do at 1, and it is 18 past 12 currently. So, I'm just gonna talk for a bit. So, the first news is a game that has come to the Nintendo eShop. And today, if like me, you opened up your news, category on Switch, you would have seen, alien-like underwater creature. And I think you all know what game that is. So, for all of you that know what Subnautica is, Subnautica is now in and available on Switch for the Nintendo eShop for £24.99, so £25. Or I'm not really sure what the dollars are like, but yeah. So, if you guys... I think I'm going to play this game. I've been looking for a game, like I've told you guys. And I think Subnautica might be that game. So, we'll see. Thing is, it's a bit pricey, but it's pricey on every single console. So, I'm not really sure. I suppose I could, maybe I could get it. Well, I would like the game. Seems like a good game. And I've seen people play it a bit. I've never, like, committed to a series. But I have watched parts of it, and it seems really good. I really like single-player, like, story games. So, yeah, that'll be interesting. So, that's interesting. So, I think I might be getting Subnautica soon out of my own money. I'm not really sure, though, because it is quite pricey. It is quite a high price, but we'll have to see, you know. I mean, I do want the game. It's quite a good game from my experiences and what I'm concerned about, so I'm convinced that it's a good game. So yeah, and also in more Fortnite news, I'm sorry guys, this is just part of the podcast. Fortnite released a whole bundle that was free for yesterday, I think, and maybe today. But don't get your hopes up, because a Switch, Xbox, and I think PlayStation players can't get it, so I'm pretty sure it's exclusive to PC. I was about to say and mobile, PC and mobile, but obviously not. And that's a good segue into our new topic, which happened fairly recently, which is the Apple versus Epic lawsuit. I didn't really listen to it all. I listened to part of it. So as far as I'm concerned, Apple's gonna win it. Apple was always gonna win it. It's impossible for Apple not to win it. They're nearly one of the biggest companies in the world. So I really would be fascinated if Epic Games won it. So I kind of knew Apple was going to win it, which is unfortunate, but that's just how it is, really. So I'm kind of disappointed, but that's just the way that Apple goes and big companies. So yeah. Also, in other news, in more Rocket League news, the Formula One cars finally came out. And they're sick. They're in the item shop, actually. I thought it was going to be the Rocket Pass thing, but it wasn't. It's in the item shop. It's a whole bundle. You can get different teams as a decal. So you can have, like, Lotus and Ferrari, I think, and a couple of others. You get some really nice wheels, and that's pretty good. The only thing is, today when I was playing Rocket League, I kind of realised something. The import drops aren't really good as they were in Season 2, were they? The Season 2 was way better for the drops. Like, you know those, like, drops where you win and it's like that crate thing? Yeah. So, it's really weird, but, yeah. I got these really ugly wheels and a really ugly boost from it, so, yeah. And I'm now, according to Rocket League, an expert, because I got that as well. In other words, in Rocket League, I'm doing pretty good. And I don't really play Rocket League that much anymore. It's not that I don't like it, I just don't find the time. But I am gold, I think, in ranked. My friend is silver, so haha. You know Tom. Yes, Tom, if you're listening. Hi, silver, I'm gold, I don't even play it. But, so yeah, we have a new SMP as well, me and my friends. That's exciting and it's pretty fun. So yeah, that's my news. And in other news, I want to talk about David Dobrik. And I don't really talk about YouTube that much, or me and Tom talk about it sometimes. But if you guys don't know who David Dobrik is, you should know who he is, because he has several million subscribers. He's pretty rich. He's not that nice. Well, he is quite nice, but he's just quite stupid. He's not like amazing. Mr. Beast is way better than him. But in my opinion, obviously. But recent things have been happening with David Dobrik, and one being the Jeff Whittick accident, which was David Dobrik being David Dobrik. He hired a crane and went to some water, attached the rope to the crane. Well, it was more of an excavator, and then spin the crane around with somebody hanging on the rope. This was really stupid because I'm not sure Tessa, I think, went on it first. And then when she went off, she said to Dobrik, "You always take things a step too far." So, I'm not sure what that suggests. And then it was Jeff Whittick's turn, which is employee for David Dobrik. And so he went on it, and David Dobrik was driving the crane and making it spin, and he went really fast. But all of a sudden, the crane stopped moving. It just stopped all of a sudden in mid swing when Jeff Whittick was going around, and it stopped on the bit that span stopped. And so Jeff Whittick, because he was already spinning really, really fast, he slammed into the side of a crane. And apparently he got his eye blind, but he's fine now, I think. And I think he's made a little series about it, which is interesting. I'm not really interested. But because this is a podcast about YouTube gaming and all that kind of stuff, I just wanted to keep you informed. And I want to talk a bit about music. Now, I love music. Music in itself is so good. It's very powerful, and it can really help you. So, yeah, music is really good in my opinion. I have Spotify and another app called Audio Mac, which is just as good as Spotify, and also unlimited skips. You don't need to pay premium, and it's really good. So the type of artist that I listen to is right. So this is going to be hard. XXXTentacion. Sorry, what I was saying was he does like a melodic rap kind of style. It's really good. He's really good. He's very inspirational. I would highly recommend his music. So yeah, that was just a little on music. So yeah, unfortunately I don't have any guests today, so it might be a bit shorter, but I'm hoping to get Tom back soon. I know, I'm sorry guys, but I can't really do anything. He's just always busy. I'm sorry guys. So, I'm also very sorry for the long, long, long delay for this episode. And I know I keep on saying in my updates, oh, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll have time. But things don't always go to plan, guys. And I think you already know that. So, I'm sorry if anybody's, been really bored recently. I've seen our views isn't really doing that... listens isn't doing that good, because I'm not really posting that much. But I'm still very, very grateful because I think we're on 133 listeners. I am over the top. I am going to tip all of my organs out because I am so happy. So thank you all. So even anybody that's just listened for 1 second on the podcast, I still appreciate you. So I just wanted to let you guys know that I'm very thankful and I love you all that listen. You know what I mean by love. So, I really like and appreciate the people that have listened and even just told their friends or parents or sister or brother about this, or anybody that you've told about. Which, and it's really good because it helps us grow. Happy, and I'm really happy for anybody that has subscribed or followed, whatever it is, to us. So, very, very happy for you all. Thank you. And I think that's really all I have. I'm sorry this has been a short episode without many topics. But, like, it's hard to make a podcast on gaming. Because there's nothing really going on. But, yeah. Also, with my How to Win commentary thing, I don't think I will carry on doing that. Because I know some of you may have enjoyed it. And I'm sorry that I'm not going to carry on with it. But I just don't. I didn't really enjoy it, and I hope you guys understand. But I don't really want to do it anymore, just because it's quite boring. Like sometimes I could have been a bit quiet. That's why I'm not a streamer. That's why I'm a podcaster, because I'm quite boring. But like, and like I'm quite shy when I'm in front of loads of people. But like when I'm speaking to them and like having a conversation with you, or anybody that's listening, like it's just so much nicer. And I'm sorry if you hear, like, a drawing sound. It's just, I'm kind of nervous, so I'm just drawing a bit. I'm not, like, too nervous, honestly, I'm just bored. But, like, I'm happy I get to talk to you every day. Well, not every, I don't know why I'm doing this. Like, I barely ever speak to you every day. Nearly every week, I'd say. But I'm trying to organise a schedule, so a weekly podcast. So you'll probably get more podcasts every week, which is good. Also, guys, go check out my website. I've updated it a bit recently, so you could go check that out. Also, what else was I was going to say? What time is it, actually? Oh, it's 12:31, okay. So, I actually have one more piece of news, which is, a new game that I'm kind of trying to get, which is Apex Legends. Although it's a 16, I'm probably not going to get it, but it sounds good. I've kind of seen some streams. What was the other game I was going to talk about? Oh, yeah, Hyperscape. I really want to download Hyperscape, but I can't because it's not on Switch, unfortunately. I think it's the game that Tfue plays, I think. One of my friends suggested it. Actually, you guys know the friend. Reese suggested it to me. So, yeah. If you haven't listened to the episode with Reese, I think it's called New Guests and Some Cool Opinions. He's in the gaming world as well, so you can go check him out. He's really, really fun. Also, I have a series for you all to watch, and it's on Netflix. It's an anime called... I forgot it now. But, so basically it's an anime. It's a 15, but I think I'm 11, and I was allowed to watch it because it's quite scary at times, but I feel like 11, 10, and sometimes even 9-year-olds could face it. It's not a horror story, it's just quite scary. I'll just give you the quick idea. So there's an orphanage with a lot of kids, and they find the secret out. And so if you want to see what they do with the secret, go check it out. Next episode or next update that I do, I'll have the name so you guys can go check it out. And I'm sure some of you may be asking, what am I doing today? Well, I'm doing like this online museum sleepover, which is quite interesting. I'm going to do a lot of stuff. I think that's all I have to speak about today. I think I might be able to do one maybe late in the evening tomorrow. Goodbye. And also, leave a review, please. Okay, see ya. Bye.